This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri officials recently announced that a case of a rare virus, probably spread by ticks, had been identified, and they were doing further testing at a state park. The so-called bourbon virus isn't the only one that made headlines recently, though. Researchers in the past few years seem to have uncovered increasingly frightening and previously unknown viruses spread by ticks. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Amy May says her mother, Tammy Wilson, loved the outdoors and was happy to spend her days working at Merrimack State Park in central Missouri. Her family often stopped by to see her, including a recent visit toward the end of May.
My mom had two seed ticks on her hip, and my sister was there, and my sister pulled them off. A couple days later, Mom said she just wasn't feeling herself.
After a week, after her fatigue and rash worsened, Wilson checked into a hospital in St. Louis. Doctors there were stumped, but Wilson stayed in good spirits and joked with visiting coworkers.
Apparently there's a blue margarita that she liked that all of her and her park friends wouldn't have, and they were telling her, well, as soon as you're better and out of here, we'll go to the Mexican restaurant and get a blue margarita.
But May says at week three, after test results came back from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, her mother was told she had bourbon virus. Before then, there had only been two confirmed cases of the virus, and in one of those, the patient had died. May says her mother started getting nervous.
She didn't really show that too much to me, but I've talked to my brother, and she was telling him that he needs to make sure that his sisters are taken care of and that we're okay, and just kind of leaving him in charge.
A few days later, on June 23rd, Tammy Wilson died. She was 58 years old. The bourbon virus was first discovered in 2014 in a patient who'd been taken to the University of Kansas Hospital. Dr. Dana Hawkinson treated the man, a farmer from Bourbon County, Kansas, whose illness was only identified after he had died.
It was horrible that the patient had that outcome, had died, had passed away. And there was nothing we could have done about it at all. But it was nice to have an answer for the family, at least.
The CDC says it's only seen a few cases since then. And while scientists think the virus is probably spread by ticks, they know almost nothing else about it.
We assume it is other places and in other tick areas. But at this point, there's not a lot to be done. There's no specific treatment for it.
When I was growing up in Kansas City, I got plenty of tick bites on camping trips that were nothing more than a nuisance. But in recent years, ticks seem to be a lot more frightening. Could a walk in the Missouri woods lead to Lyme disease or one of the newly discovered menaces like bourbon or Heartland virus? Brian Allen studies tick viruses at the University of Illinois and says scientists are much better than they used to be at identifying viruses that may have been with us for a long time. But he suspects there's more going on. One of Missouri's most common ticks, for instance, the Lone Star tick, wasn't even considered dangerous until the 1990s.
And so it's really what we think of as an emerging tick, a tick that's causing more problems, more health concerns with time, particularly as we discover new pathogens that seem to be transmitted by it.
Part of the problem is related to climate change. Increasing temperatures have increased the range of mammals that carry ticks, especially white-tailed deer. Fewer natural predators and an increase in foraging areas in the form of crop fields in residential areas have also allowed the populations of deer and other mammals to explode.
They're both important as hosts for the ticks themselves, and so some animals contribute to tick populations. And then some are also important carriers of the pathogens, what we refer to as reservoirs, meaning that these are wildlife that once they get infected with that pathogen, if a tick feeds on them, the tick will actually pick up the pathogen and then be able to transmit it.
Allen says the increase in host populations may be leading to the spread of human viruses that previously affected only animals, and it's possible more new tick viruses may appear.
I think that's what we'll really be excited to see in the next coming decades, is how big is the scope of the problem? Hopefully not much bigger than it is now.
But even if there has been an actual increase in new tick viruses, it doesn't mean people need to spend the rest of their summers hiding indoors. On a scorching afternoon in Merrimack Park, where Tammy Wilson worked, there's still plenty of campers trotting through the woods, even canoeists hanging out in swimsuits. Even though the bourbon virus was linked to this park, health officials say they don't consider it an unusually high-risk area. That's because instead of being an extremely rare and dangerous virus that has so far affected 3 people, bourbon virus is probably actually a lot more widespread but far less dangerous than what you'd think from reading most newspaper headlines. KU's Dana Hawkinson.
There's probably been quite a bit more cases out there that we just don't know because we weren't able to identify them. And we don't know what the spectrum of disease was. So patients may have very mild disease, maybe just feel, you know, maybe a little ill, and they recover, and so it's not a big deal.
Still, parkgoers might want to rethink spending the day in the Missouri woods wearing only a swimsuit. Health officials advise people heading outdoors to wear long sleeves, use bug spray with DEET, avoid brushy areas, and check for ticks. While the risk of infection may be small, experts say, why take the chance? For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.